Sarah's going to get the football first to start the second half. The Bulldogs won the opening coin toss and elected to defer their choice of the second half. Zeeland West took advantage and put it in the end zone on their first possession, but we've got a very competitive ball game right now, so Barron Center's going to get the first crack at it to start the second half with the score at 12-6. West Ottawa has extended its lead over Hudsonville now, 21-7 at the half. The Panthers leading, and again, West Ottawa needs a win to get to the sixth win mark to get into the playoffs. Of course, they'll announce the pairings for the high school football playoffs coming up on Sunday, and you can watch the show on Fox Sports Detroit beginning at 7 o'clock with Mickey York and former Detroit Lion and former Grand Valley Laker Rob Rubick. And now they'll go over all eight divisions, all 256 teams that will be in the tournament starting next week. And, of course, we begin 5 weeks of playoffs that will culminate Thanksgiving weekend at Ford Field in Detroit. Of course, we were there a couple of years ago to see Zeeland West take the Division IV title by knocking off Marine City for the state title.
As you no doubt recall, the Bulldogs won the pregame coin toss to further...
Alec Lundeen is going to kick off for Zeeland West. The Ducks are in the home green uniforms with gold numerals, green helmets, white pants. Byron Center in the white uniforms, white pants, orange numerals, and black helmets with the gold, the orange Bulldog logo on the side of the helmets. And Byron Center has not sent out its kick return unit yet. They're getting some last-minute instructions from Coach Cisco. And now they head out onto the field. Wind is out of the southwest right now, and it looks like it has picked up a little bit. In fact, during the halftime break, the camera that Byron Center's coaching staff was using to record the action blew off the roof here at Zeeland Stadium and smashed. The second half kickoff brought to you by the Hop in of Fenville. Text Hop to 80373 for specials. Here comes Shard with it. He's up to the 15, and he's going to be wrestled down at the 16. It was a low kick. Shard was able to return it, but the good coverage by the Zeeland West coverage team. Mason Van Eyck was down there for the Ducks. And Zach Van Valkenburg also over there as well. So Byron Center will get its first possession starting at 16. They will be going into the teeth of that strong wind that's coming in out of the southwest at about 25 right now. Jake Bilesma is the quarterback. He's in the pistol with Rogers, the running back, to his left. And Rogers is going to get the handoff, and he's up to about the 18-yard line. Chris Ashford on the stop for Zeeland West. Rogers had close to 100 yards rushing in the first half, and he has the lone Byron Center touchdown on a 33-yard gallop. Actually, they didn't give Rogers anything on that play. I thought maybe he got it to the 18, but they mark it back to the 16. Second and 10 for the Bulldogs. Single receiver on either side. Bilesma is in the pistol with a wing to the right. Rogers is lined up to his left. They fake the give. Bilesma is dropped to throw. Throws. It is tipped. Oh, that was almost intercepted.
Bilesma's pass is deflected and therefore incomplete.
I think that was T.J. Langland that got his hands on the football, and he almost picked that one off. Jake Bilesma was very fortunate to get that football back. Third down. We'll call it 10 from the Byron Center 16. Three turnovers by Zeeland West in the first half, one by Byron Center, and the one by Byron Center proved to be big because that set up Cole Hessian's second TD. Here come the Bulldogs up to the line. Bilesma is in the pistol with Rogers to his right. He's got two receivers on the right. Four-man front, they send the man in motion left to right. Bilesma takes, rolls out to his right, rolls, throws to the sideline, and it is too far in front. It is incomplete. It was intended for the wide receiver, Zach Tietzma, and that was too far in front of him at the Zeeland West sideline. So the Ducks force a three and out to start the second half.
Hunter
DeWitt to punt the football just inside the goal line. Casey Brinks waits at the Byron Center 45, and that punt, the wind caused a short punt the last time DeWitt tried to punt it. Here's the snap. DeWitt, a low kick. It's wobbly. It does get a friendly roll, though, and it's going to roll into Zeeland West territory and die at about the 43, maybe the 42. It hit at the 40 of Byron Center and picked up about 18 yards on the roll. So DeWitt gets a fairly decent kick out of it. Ducks will have it first and 10 from their 42. And the good news is Danny Bowder is back in the ball game. Bowder was shaken up in the first half.
Casey Brinks remains in the game at quarterback.
He does come out. He was in on that special teams play, but they're going to go with Gurick at the halfback position for the moment. Casey Brinks will bring him up. Marcus Lambert is the fullback. And Cole Hessian and Gurick are operating as the halfbacks right now. First and 10, Ducks from their 42. And the give is to Hessian over the right side, and Cole is close to a first down. Tietzma made the stop, but not before Hessian got up to the, well, they're going to mark him at the 48. Pickup of 6 for Cole. Unofficially, Cole Hessian was 76 yards rushing in the contest, and 10-18 to play in the third. Ducks lead at 12-6, and they've got the football second and 4 from their 48. Brink studies the Byron center front. It's a five-man front. They give it to Hessian again over the right side. I think Cole's going to get the football a lot here in the second half with Bowder being injured. Cole got up to midfield.
Near the 50, the tackle is made by number 50, Brennan Andrews.
Brennan Andrews, a defensive lineman, made the stop. Third and 2 for Zeeland West. The ball right on the 50-yard line. A.J. Tinholt comes over the football, the senior center. He's the anchor of that offensive line for Zeeland West. Brinks looks over the line. Full house backfield. And it's Lambert with the handoff up the middle, and Marcus has a first down inside the 45, down to the 44. Straight dive play to Marcus Lambert. And Lambert has not had the numbers this year as he has had in previous seasons, but he's still a very valuable contributor in that backfield for the Ducks. First and 10, Zeeland West from the Byron Center 44. 9:13 to play in the third, 12-6 Ducks. Brinks looks over the Byron Center front, five-man front. And they hand it off on the left side, and I think that may have been Gurink on the carry. Check that was Bowder who got his first carry of the second half, and Bowder's going to check out of the game immediately. Bowder picked up only a yard on the play. And he's jogging off under his own power, and they're checking to see if he's okay. It appears that he is. Second and 9 from the Byron Center 43. Brinks under center. And Brinks is going to keep it on the bootleg. Casey's down to the 40. The ball pops loose at the 35, and Brinks is going to bat the ball out of bounds. That was a smart play by Casey that time to just bat the ball out of bounds and keep any Byron Center guy from getting to the football. The ball popped loose. It looked like one of the Byron Center linebackers got a hand in and ripped the ball loose. And Brinks just batted the ball away to the sideline, and it'll stay West football at the Byron 35. It'll be third and 1. Again, Zeeland West has committed 3 turnovers in this ball game, all of them on fumbles, and this Byron Center unit has been hitting hard all night. Third and short yardage. Brinks hands it off up the middle to Lambert, and I don't know if Marcus got the first down or not. It's going to depend on something. I think it looks like he did. They do signal first down. I wasn't sure there for a moment, but Marcus got enough for the first down. They'll mark it just inside the Byron Center 34. They started this possession at their 42 following a short but effective punt by DeWitt. Brinks brings him up. We're down to 8:05 to play in the third. Ducks trying to add to a 6-point lead. Brinks under center. Casey takes. Gives it off left side to Gurick, and Gurick's got running room inside the 25, down to the 22.
Dakota
Gurick, the sophomore halfback,
tackled by Jared Rogers.
Coming into the ball game, Gurry could carry the ball only five times all season, but he put three of those times he reached the end zone. So Gurick's first carry of the night results in a first down, down to the 21-yard line. Gurick brings him up, or rather Brinks. Brinks hands it off. It's to Gurick again. Gurick breaks loose. He's inside the 15, down to the 10, and he's close to the 5. Dakota Gurick would not go down. It took three Byron Center defenders to finally bring him down. It's a gain of 14 down to the 7. And once again, Zeeland West in the red zone. Hudsonville has scored against West Ottawa. It's 21-14 Panthers in the third. Here at Zeeland, the Ducks trying to add to their lead. Full house backfield. Brinks is under center. Six-man front for the Bulldogs. Brinks takes, and we got flags. They hand it off to Hessian, but we got whistles.
For the staff, dead ball foul.
Offside is the call against Byron Center, so that's going to be half the distance to the goal.
Half the distance to the goal.
That will put it inside the 4.
Inside the 4-yard line and goal to goal for Zeeland West.
And boy, this would be a big score here if the Ducks can stick it in here. 7:25 to play in the third. 12-6, Zeeland West in the lead, but driving. They are inside the Byron Center 5. They have it at the 4. Full house backfield, two tight ends. They jam the line, Byron Center does. They give to Hessian over the right side. Cole is into the end zone. Touchdown, Zeeland West. Cole Hessian over the right side goes in for his third touchdown of the night. And it's now 18-6, Zeeland West with 7:11 to play in the third.
Ducks will go for two,
and what a night Cole Hessian is having, stepping up with the injury to Danny Botter. Two-point conversion upcoming. Full house backfield again. Brinks comes up under the center. Brinks hands it off left side to Gurick, and Gurick fights his way forward. Did he get in? No. Boy, he was close. They said his knee touched just short of the goal line before he was able to put the ball across the end line. So the Ducks are now 0-for-3 on two-point conversions, which you almost never see. But with 7:11 to play in the third, it's now Zeeland West 18, Byron Center 6. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Zeeland West puts together a 58-yard drive on its first possession of the second half, and they've extended the lead to 18-6 over Byron Center with 7:11 to play in the third. Lundeen approaches the ball. He'll send it deep, and Chard bobbles the kick. Now he comes upfield with it. He's to the 20, up to the 25, maybe the 26 before being dropped.
Baker on the return.
Check that. That was Baker on the return for the Bulldogs. And now Byron Center's got some work to do. Zeeland West has scored each of the last two times it's had the football. And Bylsma has shown the ability to throw the football on the course of the season, but they've not gotten a lot of yardage in the passing game. They have just 11 yards passing tonight, and right now they're operating into a very strong wind. Two receivers on the right, Bylsma in the pistol with Rogers on his right side. Bylsma takes, and the ball pops loose, and West might have it again. It was a crisscross move, and the Ducks have recovered. Zach Popoma recovers it for the Ducks at the Byron Center 24. I was a little bit confused as to what the play was. It looked like Byron Center was running a crisscross play, and whoever had the football lost it, and Zach Popoma recovers it. It's a second fumble recovery for the Ducks tonight, and they have it with another opportunity to extend that lead.
And, boy, a score here for the Ducks would really put Byron Center in a world of hurt. Brinks comes up under center. Straight T the formation, the give. That was Lambert, I believe, and he got nothing. Marcus got nothing on the play. So it'll be second and 10 for the Ducks. 6:38 to play in the third. 18-6 Zeeland West, trying for its fifth OK Green Conference championship in the 9 years the program has been in existence. Straight tee the formation, Brinks under center. Casey takes, hands it off to Gurick, and Dakota gets down close to the 20.
Dakota Gurick tripped up by Rogers.
Rogers made the stop that time.
Well, inside the 21-yard line, third and six.
Third, and we'll call it seven for Zeeland West from the Byron Center 21. And you have to figure here, the Ducks, if they don't get this one, will go for it on fourth down. Brinks comes up under center. Casey takes. Hands it off to Gurick. Gurick cuts back to the left side. He's close to a first down. I don't think he got it, but he got down close to the 15. That would set up a fourth and one situation, running behind Chris Ashford, the left guard. They'll set it at the 16, so it's fourth and two. West will go for it here. And right now, the momentum is wearing a green and gold jersey. Casey Brinks comes up under center. They bring a linebacker up as if to blitz. And Brinks is going to keep it. He's got the first down and more. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. He's down to the 3. And the ball popped out, but the referee signaled immediately that he was already down. Casey Brinks kept it on the option, and he took it down to the 4. It's a gain of 12 and a first down. Hudsonville has scored again. It is now 21-21 West Ottawa and Hudsonville with about 2 minutes to play in the third. So the Eagles have come storming back from a two-touchdown deficit to tie West Ottawa. First and goal to go, Zeeland West from the Byron Center 4. Trying to add to an 18-6 lead. Brinks takes. Hands off to Hessian. Cole over the right side. He fights his way. He will not go down. And finally, they do wrestle him down. But it takes about six Byron Center players to bring him down. They'll give him to the 3, it looks like.
Forward progress to the 3. Second and goal.
Second and goal to go. Cole Hessian with 3 touchdowns tonight for Zeeland West. And he might get the ball here again. Second and goal to go from the Byron Center 3. Brinks comes up under center. Brinks, hand off right side. And Gurick got close to the goal line, but he was stopped maybe a yard short.
Inside the 1 yard line.
We'll call it third and about a half yard to a touchdown for the Ducks. Brinks comes up under center. Brinks, handoff straight ahead. And did he get in? Touchdown, Zeeland West. Marcus Lambert, the senior fullback, powers in from the 1.
Touchdown run for number 8, Marcus Lambert.
It's now 24-6, Zeeland West, with 3:17 to play in the third.
Go for 2.
So Marcus Lambert, the senior fullback, gets the score. They'll go for 2 here. Straight tee the formation. Casey Brinks is the quarterback. Brinks will hand it off to Cole Hessian, and Cole powers his way, and I don't think he got in. Nope. So Byron Center is pitching a shutout on two-point conversions, but right now, Zeeland West is seized control of this ball game with 3:17 to play in the third. It is now the Ducks 24, Byron Center 6. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Well, Zeeland West has taken control of this ballgame with a pair of touchdowns in the third quarter. One from Cole Hessian, one from Marcus Lambert just a moment ago. It's now 24-6 Ducks with 3:17 left. Lundeen approaches the ball. He sends it away. It's going to be taken at the 10-yard line. Up to the 15, up to the 20, out to the 25, up to the 30, and out to the 33-yard line.
Travis Baker
on the return for Byron Center. A nice return of that kick. But Byron Center needs to get going. They are staring at an 18-point hole right now at 24-6. Updating you on the game at Hamilton, it's now Holland 28 and Hamilton 6. The Dutch trying to snap a 17-game losing streak. Here come the Bulldogs. Jake Bilesma is the quarterback. He's got Rogers lined up to his right. Rogers gets the handoff, trying to sweep left in, and he gets swarmed on in the backfield, back at the 32. That play was running well early in the ball game, but Zeeland West has made the adjustments here, and they are ready for that. There were about three or four green jerseys over there, with Trent Kajawa leading the way. Second and 11 for Byron Center from its 32. The clock running, 2:30 to play in the third. Two receivers split out to the right. They have a wing to the left. Kajawa in the pistol, or rather, here's the handoff. It is to the wing back, Tietzma, and Tietzma is swarmed on at the 34 and gets rocked back. And Marcus Lambert and Trent Kajawa on the stop.
Anchor the ball carrier.
Gain of only two.
We're going to call it third and nine.
Third and nine for Byron Center from its 34. And we have not seen the Bulldogs try to go to the air here in the third quarter. And they are in a situation where they probably should. But you got the wind as a factor as well. Two receivers on the left side. Bilesma is in the pistol. Jake takes. He's going to drop back to throw. Rolls out to his left. Gets a little pressure. Makes one man miss. Got another man. He is hit. It's intercepted. Smith and Buderoff up the sideline, and he's inside the 10-yard line. Bilesma was hit as he threw the football by Trent Kajawa, and Smith and Buderoff, who is one of the biggest of the Ducks, almost took it to the house. Smith and Buderoff is not quite as big as Jordan Van Dort, but he's close. And he lumbered his way up the near sideline and took it down to the Byron Center 7 after the interception. 1:26 to go in the third, and this could be the exclamation point here if the Ducks punch it in here. Here's Brinks under center. The give up the middle to Marcus Lambert. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Zeeland West. Marcus Lambert up the middle, goes in from 7 yards out. It's now 30-6 Zeeland West with 1:21 left in the third.
7-yard touchdown run for number 8, senior Marcus Lambert.
Now, the Ducks took the lead with 10 seconds to play before halftime, and they, in the third quarter, have put it in the end zone three more times, and they now have serious control of this ballgame. They'll go for two. They're 0 for 4 tonight on PATs. Brinks hands it off left side, and they're 0 for 5 now.
Again, the conversion attempt is denied.
The handoff went to Gurick, and Gurick was tackled at the 3, So the Ducks come up empty again on the PAT, but that's not important right now. It is Zeeland West 30, Byron Center 6 with 1:21 left in the third quarter. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Well, it took the Ducks just one play to score after the Smiths and Buderoff interception return. Marcus Lambert goes in from 7 yards out for his second TD of the game, his fifth of the season. It's now 30-6 Ducks. Lundin gets ready to approach the football. It's a ground ball kick, and they'll watch it roll to the end zone.
So the
Bulldogs will get it at their 20, and the wheels have completely fallen off the wagon for Byron Center in the second half. A couple of turnovers, a fumble and an interception giving Zeeland West short fields, and then a 58-yard drive as well. And two receivers on the right. Bylsma is in the pistol with Rogers in the backfield. Rogers gets the handoff around the left side. He gets up to the 22. Van Eyck on the stop along with Chris Ashford. We took under a minute to play in the third. Second and we'll call it 7 for Byron Center from its 23-yard line. Bylsma in the pistol with two receivers on the right, a wing on the left. Bylsma's going to try and keep it around left end. He gets up to the 20, and he gets swarmed under at the 22.
Bylsma carry Cole Hessian.
Cole Hessian came up from the secondary to make the stop for the Ducks. So it's going to be 3rd and 8 for the Bulldogs from their 22. 25 seconds, the clock running. We got time maybe for one more play here in this quarter before we switch ends. And Byron Center may elect to just let the time run out and take the win for the fourth quarter. They are making no move to get up to the line, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. 3 third-quarter touchdowns for Zeeland West, 2 by Marcus Lambert, 1 by Cole Hessian. 12 minutes to go to an OK Green Conference championship, and the Ducks are in control. 30-6 over Byron Center. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Don't forget, after the game, we are going to announce our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game, and you'll have an opportunity to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza on Holland's south side. Zeeland West with 3 third-quarter touchdowns, busting this one wide open, leading Byron Center by a score of 30-6. And Byron Center with a 3rd and 8 situation from its 22-yard line. The Bulldogs have really only been able to muster one sustained drive all night. That was capped off by Jared Rogers' 33-yard TD run in the second quarter that had things tied up at 6. But since then, the Bulldogs have gone nowhere. Two receivers on the right. Bylsma in the pistol. Jake takes. And they got a different guy in the ball game right now. And Baker is going to be sacked back at the 15 by Trent Kajawa. They did not have Bylsma take the snap. Travis Baker, a junior, took the snap, rolled out to his right, and he was hit for a loss by Trent Kajawa. And the Bulldogs are going to have to punt the football. Hunter DeWint, standing at his goal line, Brinks awaits the kick at his 40. DeWint gets the snap. He's going to hang it high. And Brinks gets away from the football. It gets a Byron Center roll and is going to die at about the 37 of Zeeland West. 11:08 to play in this one, 30-6 Zeeland West. Zeeland West won the OK Green its first year in existence back in 2005. They won it again in 2007. again in 2011 when they went all the way and won the state championship and then were co-champs last year. And right now the Ducks are sitting pretty, trying to continue the Ducks dynasty.
You've been dying to use that.
First and 10 west from their 37. Casey Brinks brings him up. He's got a full house backfield and two tight ends in the ball game. The give is to Cole Hessian around the right side. Hessian to the 40. Actually, that's Bowder with it. We haven't seen Danny Bowder a whole lot in the second half, and quite honestly, they haven't needed him. But Bowder, the speedy halfback, picks up about 9 to the 46. Now, Bowder was injured late in the first half and has spent most of the second half on the bench. But Cole Hessian and Marcus Lambert and Dakota Gurink have picked up the slack. And that's usually the trademark of a Zeeland West team. If one guy goes down, the other guys pick him up. Second and 1, Ducks from their 46. Brinks the quarterback. Brinks is going to put it on his hip. Tries to sweep right in, runs into his own man. He's going to lose yardage. Well, Byron Center was ready for the bootleg that time with Brinks, and they drop him for a loss back to the 43. Jordan Veldboom and Zach Tietzma on the stop for Byron Center. Third and four for the Ducks from their 44. Ducks in no hurry. A.J. Tinholt comes over the football. Brinks is under center. Two tight ends in the ballgame. It's a full house backfield. The give is to Bowder. He's got running room. Actually, a Teshin with it, and he's got a first down down to the 40 of Byron Center.
Tackled by Josh Lee.
Josh Lee had to come up from the secondary to make the stop, but another big run for Cole Hessian. He takes it down to the 39, actually, as Hessian, I believe, is now over 100 yards rushing for the ball game. Ten 11 to play, 30-6, Zeeland West in the lead. Cole Hessian with 105 yards rushing in the contest. The give is to Bowder around the left side. He gets past one man, and he's going to be swarmed on by a couple of others.
Tries the left side.
Danny Bowder tried to turn the corner that time, but the Byron Center defense was ready for him. They drop him right at the 40, so it'll be a loss of one. Second and 11. The Chicks are on the board against Kenowa Hills, but they've still got work to do. 21-7, they trail Kenowa Hills in the third. Second and 11, Brinks under center. Brinks hands it off up the middle to Lambert, and Marcus gets down to the 35.
Fullback, Marcus Lambert.
Fullback dive that time. Al Lake on the tackle for Byron Center. And Lake's been a relatively non-factor in this ballgame after that terrific game he had last week against Holland Christian. Third and six for the Ducks from the Byron Center 35. We tick down toward 9 minutes left. Gurink has returned to the ballgame for Bowder at right halfback. Brinks under center. Casey takes. Hands off to Hessian. Hessian with a hole on the right side. Gets down to the 30, gets down to the 29. It's going to depend on the spot, but he's close to a first down. I think he got it.
Carries the football.
It is a first down for Zeeland West. So the Ducks move the chains. First and 10 for Zeeland West down at the Byron Center 29. Well, it was a close ball game in the first half, but Zeeland West has seized control in the second half. And we got the whole Byron Center defensive line jumping, and there may have been one or two Zeeland West linemen that also moved as well. The West linemen are clapping their hands, though. This looks like it's going to be offside against Byron Center. It is indeed the call. So it'll be first and 5 from the 24 of the Bulldogs. Well, last week was the 100th game that Zeeland West played in its school history. In their first 100 games, the Ducks are 79-21. They're 44-11 in the OK Green. Now, 79% winning percentage, that puts them up among the all-time leaders in state high school football history. They give us to Lambert, and Marcus is inside the 20, down to the 18. And that Byron Center defense has just got to be tired right now. This is not a particularly deep Byron Center ball club. They have only 29 guys on the roster. They have a lot of guys going both ways, and right now I think they are just plumb tired out because they were hitting very hard in the early stages of the ball game, creating some turnovers, but they just were not able to capitalize on those miscues save for that one long drive. First and 10, Ducks from the Byron Center 18. Brinks comes up under center. Casey takes. Hands it off to Hessian. Hessian down to the 15. Hessian with running room down to the 10. Bowls over a man. He gets down to the 6. Cole Hessian bowling over defenders. And it was Josh Lee got the worst of that exchange there with Cole Hessian. Hessian just bowled him right over. A pickup of 12 for Cole. And it puts him at 117 yards for the night. First and goal to go, Ducks. Brinks brings him up. Two tight ends in the ball game. The give is to Gurink. Gurink to the 5. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Zeeland West. Dakota Gurink with the score. Over the left side, his 4th touchdown of the season. And it's now 36-6. Zeeland West let the celebration begin. Ducks will go for 2. That's the one aspect of the game they haven't gotten right yet tonight. They're 0 for 5 on two-point attempts. Not usually they hit at better than 50% of their two-point tries. Gurink comes up, or rather, Brinks comes up under center. The give is to Hessian, and Cole isn't going to get in. So Zeeland West still doesn't have a conversion tonight. They're 0 for 6 now. But with 7:28 left to go, it is Zeeland West 36, Byron Center 6. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Seven minutes, 28 seconds to an OK Green Conference championship for the Zeeland West Ducks. They lead Byron Center 36-6 after Dakota Gurink went in from 6 yards out for his first touchdown of the night. Over at Hudsonville, the Eagles have stormed back from a 21-7 deficit. They lead now lead West Ottawa 28-21 with 5 minutes to go. Panthers need a win to make the playoffs. The kickoff is bobbled at the 10. Up to the 15, out to the 20, out to the 25, and out close to the 30 is Baker.
Travis Baker on the return.
So Byron Center will take over the football with 7:20 to play. And with less than a minute to go in the first half, we were tied at 6. A bad exchange on a handoff led to a Zeeland West recovery at the 31. It set up a short scoring drive, which Cole Hessian punched it in from 8 yards out to give the Ducks the lead. And that gave them the momentum heading into the locker room, and they have just piled on in the second half with 4 more touchdowns. Bilesma gets a high snap, hands it off to Rogers around right end. Rogers up the far sideline. He's to the 40, out to the 45. It's going to be a first down to the 47. And Byron Center with some rare success offensively here in the second half. Good job by Bilesma that time to field that high snap from center.
Byron Center at their 46. End of the third quarter, it's Grand Rapids Christian 7, Caledonia 7.
Byron Center has it at 46-yard line, first and 10. Two receivers on the left side. They send a man in motion right to left. Bielsma fakes. He'll keep it himself. He gets up to the 48, maybe the 49.
Keeps the football.
Yeah, there'll be a gain of about two.
Ball is marked at the Byron Center, 48.
Second and eight coming up for the Bulldogs. So West Ottawa and Zeeland East both needed wins tonight to make the playoffs, and both of them are trailing right now. Bielsma in the pistol with Rogers on his left. Actually, it's Baker with the football right now, and Baker's going to be hit in the backfield, but he's able to escape and pick up a yard.
Travis Baker
to about the 49. Baker in for Rogers right now. They'll give him to midfield, so it'll be third and six. We tick down towards 6 minutes to play in this one. We'll have the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show after this game is over. Third and six for Byron Center from midfield. They'll send two receivers to the left. Bielsma, the quarterback. He's got Baker lined up to his left this time. Four-man front for Zeeland West. They fake the inside reverse, and Bielsma's going to keep it. He's got running room. He's to the 40, up the near sideline, to the 30, down to the 20, down to the 15.
Jake Bielsma
breaks loose for his first big run of the night for the Bulldogs, and he takes it down to the 15 of Zeeland West. It's a gain of 35. They fake the inside reverse to the motion man, and then Bielsma went to his right and was able to break outside contain and made a big play. Unfortunately, they needed those big plays about a quarter or so ago. Two receivers on the left, Bielsma in the pistol. He hands it out to Baker, and Baker over the right side gets down to the 13 before Zach Van Valkenburg, the sophomore, makes the tackle. Byron Center not in any hurry to get up to the line, not really showing much urgency at all.
It is now Holland 28, Hamilton 13.
Hamilton has scored. It's now 28-13, Holland High leading the Hawkeyes in the fourth quarter at Hamilton. Again, the Dutch trying for their first win since the 2011 playoffs. In fact, their last victory was right here on this field against Zeeland East. Here's Bielsma keeping it. Bielsma inside the 10 to the 5, fights his way. He's close to the end zone. Did he get in? Looks like they're going to mark him at the 1. Bielsma with great second and third effort there. And they're going to mark him just short of the goal line.
It'll be first and goal for the Bulldogs at the 1.
First and goal to go. Byron Center at the Zeeland West, inside the Zeeland West 1.
Zeeland East 7.
Deco final? It just went final at Kanawha Hills. Kanawha Hills beat Zeeland East tonight 21-7. The Chicks started the year 5-0. They end the year with four straight losses. Wow. Boy, what a tough second half for the Zeeland East Chicks, and it looks like their season is over. Again, Kanawha Hills victorious over Zeeland East 21-7. There's a timeout on the field with 4:26 to go. We'll keep it right here. 36-6 Zeeland West in the lead over Byron Center. And we'll have playoff action for you next week. We're not sure who, not sure where, but we will definitely tell you when we find out. They'll announce the pairings on Sunday night, and you can see the pairings on MHSAA.com, and you can also watch the pairing show on Fox Sports Detroit beginning at 7 o'clock with Mickey York and Rob Rubick on Fox Sports Detroit. All 256 teams, all eight divisions, all with one dream, to get to Ford Field Thanksgiving weekend. Baker is in the ballgame at quarterback this time. He's in the pistol instead of Bielsma. They send a man in motion left to right. Baker takes the direct snap, fights his way forward, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Byron Center.
Touchdown for Byron Center's Travis Baker.
Travis Baker powers his way in from the 1 with 4:22 to play, and that cuts the Zeeland West lead to 36-12. And they're going to go for 2, I presume. Oh, they're going to kick it. This is a surprise. Hunter went on for the extra point. Bilesman a hold. Here's the snap. Kick on the way. It's up, and it is good. 4:22 to go in this one. It is now Zeeland West 36 and Byron Center 13. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Well, DeWitt gets ready to tee it up, and Zeeland West is expecting an onside kick here, and they've got mostly guys with numbers in the 20s and 30s and single digits out there right now, although Trevor Raby is out there wearing number 59. He's one of the offensive tackles, but he's on the hands team. They're going to send it deep, and this is going to sail into the end zone. I'm a little surprised they didn't try an onside kick. Of course, I was also surprised Byron Center did not elect to go for two points on that after that touchdown, because that would have made it a three-possession ball game. Is that one a final two? Holland just scored again. It's now 35-13, the Dutch over Hamilton in the fourth quarter, so it looks like Andrew Prattley is going to get his first win as the Dutch coach. In the final game of the season, that would end a 17-game losing streak for the Dutch. Casey Brinks brings him up. He's got a full house backfield, and there's three new backs in the ballgame right now for Zeeland West, and Nolan Rapp, the fullback, is the first one, and he's got the football right now. Rapp is the backup fullback to Marcus Lambert, and he gets out to the 25. And Coach John Shillito trying to get some guys an opportunity to play here down the stretch. 4 minutes to go, the clock running. You know, Danny Bodder got hurt tonight, but the Ducks certainly stepped up in his absence. Brinks hands it off left side and with running room out to the 30. To the 35 is Trent Kajawa, and he's out over the 40. Trent Kajawa with some hard running.
He's brought down at the 41-yard line, first and 10.
That's going to be a pickup of 16 on the play, and looks like there's a Byron Center player hurt on the play. Phil Sattler, a senior, injured on the play. He's on his back at about the 48-yard line, and while they attend to him, we'll take a 60-second break, 3:41 to go, 36-13 Zeeland West. You're listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. They continue to attend to the injured player, Phil Sattler, at about the 48-yard line. Join us for Hope College football action tomorrow night from Ray and Sue Smith Stadium as the Flying Dutchmen take on the Kalamazoo College Hornets in the Wooden Shoe Rivalry. Kickoff 7 o'clock, broadcast time on 92.7 The Man with Ron Weatherby and Jerry Klomparns is 6:40. Sattler is sitting up right now, and the training staff attending to him from Byron Center, and the coaching staff also out on the field as well. Picking to make sure he's going to be okay. Sattler pulled up to his feet, and he is walking off. He's getting a little assistance, and I think he's checking to see what time zone he's in right now. Now, right now with the world we have right now with concussions, you don't want to take any chances at all. And of course, now they now pretty much have a rule now. If there's any hint of a concussion, you're pretty much done for the game. First and 10 Ducks after that Trent Kajawa run. They have it at their 41, 3:40 left to play. 36-13 Zeeland West. Brinks looks over the Byron Center defensive front. No hurry at all. Brinks hands it off up the middle to Nolan Rapp, and Nolan Rapp almost broke loose. He got out to midfield. And if Josh Lee didn't make the tackle, no one would have been off to the races.
Second and a yard to go.
Pickup of 9, second and 1 Ducks from midfield. We'll try and have as updated as scores as we can before we go off the air here tonight. We know Zeeland East has lost. West Ottawa is losing. Holland is winning. And Saugatuck was rolling against Goebbels in their showdown for the Sac North Championship. The give is Dakota Gurick, and he's got the first down to about the 45. And it looks like we get a flag at the end of the play. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's a fumble. And Byron Center has recovered the football. So it's the fourth turnover of the night for Zeeland West. But with 2:34 to go and a 23-point difference, that's of little consequence. Byron Center will have it at its 45. Jake Bilesma brings up the Bulldogs, and he's got Baker on his left. He's got two receivers on the left. The give is to Baker. Baker sweeping right in. He's got running room. He's out to midfield. He's in the Zeeland West territory. Up the far sideline, he's to the 30, and he is finally taken out of bounds at about the 23. That was Nick Jash that saved a touchdown that time.
25-yard line.
A gain of 34 on the play for Baker. And we haven't seen Rogers for quite a while now. First and 10, Byron Center from the Zeeland West 23. 2:20 to go. And the snap is mishandled, but the ball bounces right up into the hands of Baker, and Baker is hit. The ball's popped loose at the end of the play, and they're going to say Baker was down, it looks like, back at the 23. Baker had the ball slip right through his hands, but it popped right back off the field turf into his hands.
Second,
it will call it 9 from the 23 of the Ducks. Under 2 minutes to play. Two receivers on the left. Bilesma in the pistol, has a man in motion, fake the inside reverse, and Bilesma's going to keep it. He makes one man miss, zigzags, and he's lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. T.J. Langland on the stop for the Ducks. And that's going to be to the 22. That's going to make it 4th and 8. Oh, check that 3rd and 8. Bilesma comes to the sideline to get the play. 1:10 left to go. The clock continuing to roll. It'll be under a minute by the time they get the snap off. Bilesma's in the pistol with Baker to his left. They hand it off on an inside reverse. Down to the 20, down to the 18, and no further. And that was charred on the carry that time. They'll mark it at the 19, so it'll be 4th down, 38 seconds to go, and looks like they're going to kick a field goal. Well, I don't know. Under 30 seconds now. They will go for it here on 4th down. This may be the last play of the ball game. Bilesma in the pistol. They run the inside reverse, and trying to get to the outside is Baker, and Baker is hemmed in. He's going to be stopped for no gain. They handed it off to one back, who then handed it off on to the other halfback coming the opposite direction, and that was the one where they had the fumble earlier that Zeeland West was able to recover. And the Ducks are holding. They will take over the football, and they can drop to an E1 time, and they will be the OK Green Conference champion for 2013. 8.5 seconds left. The Ducks will form the victory formation. Now, actually, they come out in the same formation they always do, but Brinks will drop to an E, and this one will be over. Brinks drops to an E.
going to run out, and the Zeeland West Ducks, for the fifth time in 9 years, have won the OK Green Conference Championship. They break it open in the second half with four touchdowns, and they win it over Byron Center tonight by a score of 36-13. They will finish the regular season at 8-1 with their lone loss coming to the Zeeland East Chicks in overtime in week number two. Byron Center drops to 6-3 with the loss. Both of them will be in the playoffs next week. And you'll have to find out, tune in to WHTC or log on to MHSA.com or Fox Sports Detroit and find out where the Ducks are going to be playing next week. When we come back, we'll have our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show. You're listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com.